When I left Wittenberg, Germany to move to Berlin, I was given a lovely gift by my German language tutor. It was an exquisite antique etching of the Wittenberg Castle Church, where Martin Luther spurred on the Reformation with his 95 Theses. How touching it was. But what I found even more interesting is what it was mounted on. Because when you turn the etching over, you discover that it was mounted on a Christmas card from 1945. And the words on the card are very simple. Kriegsweihnacht, 1945. Translated, it means the War Christmas, 1945. The card is pictured next to the sermon link in this worship service. Now, I've always thought it was a bit odd to name Christmas one of the most festive celebrations in German culture after the Second World War, but I'm starting to change my mind a bit about that. You see, 1945 was a very bad year for Germany. The loss of human lives was tremendous. Homes of millions of civilians were destroyed. People were starving. And in March, Hitler ordered that all industries, military installations, machine shops, transportation facilities, and communications facilities in Germany be destroyed. Indeed, if there was a Christmas that the Germans would never forget, it would be the Kriegsweihnacht, the War Christmas, because there would never be a better time for Christ the Savior to be born than in a time like that. And so today, I'm wondering if this year's Easter might be remembered similarly. You might not see it written on Hallmark cards, but you might probably always remember it as the COVID Easter. Because truly, if we ever needed to hear the good news of the resurrection, it is in this time. And I believe our gospel reading from John bears that out. While it was still dark, that first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene treks to the tomb. She notices the stone has been moved and apparently, without any further checking, decides that something sinister is afoot. Peter and the other disciple make the same conclusion, but after a more thorough investigation of the alleged crime scene. And then, what follows is the scene of Mary Magdalene standing in the dark of night, weeping her eyes out over this latest horror brought upon the Jesus that she so loved. And if there is anyone who understood Mary's tears, it would be Jesus. Jesus knew better than anyone that Mary Magdalene's tears are representative of the tears of the whole human race. Why was Mary crying? For the same reason that the fear of COVID-19 is bringing the whole world to its knees in tears. Because she, like each of us, was poignantly aware of death's finality and the decay it brings to the bodies of the people we love. The great preacher, Scott Hasey, says it this way. Mary Magdalene on Easter morning is an emblem of the whole human condition. She is at once every single one of us and the whole lot of us taken together. And so it is precisely into that darkness that Easter must burst forth. He goes on to say this. Listen, Easter does not happen in a bright, airy, and decked out in white church sanctuary. And that's a good thing this year because we can't celebrate it that way. Listen. Easter doesn't happen around the dinner table when we have our family around us and mounds of delicious food. And since large gatherings of even our closest family may not be wise to do, that makes sense. Listen, Easter does happen in the ER when the doctor comes out to the waiting area, shakes his head and says, "We couldn't save him." Easter happens at the funeral home when that first glimpse of Dad in the coffin hits you like a cinder block to the solar plexus and you can't breathe. Easter happens in the crack house, where men and women watch each other slowly kill themselves with drugs, and where life has become a living death. Friends in Christ, Easter happens where death is, because that is the only place where Easter is needed. Let me repeat that. Easter happens where death is, because that is the only place where Easter is needed. So today, Jesus still comes up from behind, and today he asks us as we stand in the darkest of nights, why are you weeping? Why are you so sad? And this much is true. We may not yet on this day, when a pandemic has paralyzed the world, be able to fully feel and comprehend the resurrected Christ in our darkness. But yet, see what happens in today's story. Mary runs back to where the disciples are, and she becomes the first disciple to announce, "I have seen the Lord." She saw him, even if she could not hold on to him. And here is our good news for today. If we have faith, we too have seen the Lord. Even if our eyes are still blurred by COVID tears, it is in the middle of our tears and the darkest nights of the soul that Easter truly happens. It is in the middle of an email worship service that Jesus comes up behind you in your disappointment and fear to remind us that he is still here. In faith, we have seen the Lord on this day. And for now, though it not be everything we wanted for this day, it is enough. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.